let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Meet Me Under the Maple Tree by Seneca Van Tassel Luto is a children's book about her week at her beloved grandparents' farm. You'll spend a week at the farm with Seneca and her sister Kathy as they enjoy some good old-fashioned fun. The book is a circle story filled with figurative language. You can really hear Seneca's voice within the pages of the book Meet Me Under the Maple Tree. Seneca is a retired fourth grade teacher, loves sharing stories about the other White House and Meet Me Under the Maple Tree with her students. Seneca enjoys writing, traveling, spending time with family and friends. She lives with her husband, son, and daughter in South Carolina. Seneca Van Tassel Luto, author of Meet Me Under the Maple Tree, is our guest on This Week in America. Seneca, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Awesome to be here.
Well, it's such a delightful book, and I'm really fascinated how this came about. The book, the artwork that's with it, it's beautifully done. Let's first of all talk about the storyline. What inspired you to write this book, Meet Me Under the Maple Tree?
Well, my first book was The Other White House.
I love that one too, yes.
Dedicated to my grandparents, because my parents died when I was young, and my grandma and grandpa made sure my sister and I were well taken care of, putting us through college, and so I couldn't have had the life I have now without, you know, the help from my grandparents. So I wanted to do something to say thank you, and so I thought, you know, I'd write a book. So that was my first book, and it compares the White House with their white farmhouse. And then I thought, I still have more things to talk about because, my grandparents were such a huge part in my life. So then I thought, I have to do another one and spend a week there. So Meet Me Under the Maple Tree came from that. And the title came from, we lived in a small town in southeastern Illinois. And Porterville, Illinois was like the halfway point from my hometown to where my grandparents' farm was. So we had a designated maple tree that we always met my grandparents at, so we didn't have to drive all the way to their house. And so we'd set a time, and there they were in the old brown truck, and we'd kiss my mom goodbye, and we'd go have a great week at the farm with my grandparents. And then the next Sunday after church, we'd meet my mom at the maple tree and ride home with her and tell the old brown truck goodbye, and we'd see him, you know, soon.
And you
so
had,
that's kind of how it came. We had many adventures at the farm.
Yes.
That I just wanted to share that with my audience.
You know, and we all will share those stories with you as we read them in the book, Meet Me Under the Maple Tree. And I tell you what, I think with everybody, we all have memories like that, you know, similar, you know, occasions with grandparents and aunts and uncles that we would go visit. And Meet Me Under the Maple Tree is really something that, that we all can relate to. It's been called one of the cutest kids' books ever. This really is a delightful book. Talk a little bit about when you decided to write this story. And by the way, the other White House that Seneca mentioned, her first book is also, that's the name of her website, theotherwhitehouse.com. Talk about putting the story together for Meet Me Under the Maple Tree. This had to be really special for you, wasn't it?
It was. Well, whenever my kids would write at school, I would always sit and write with them. And both books are just in a spiral notebook. I didn't do it on computer or any of that till the final copy. And so I would just, you know, write along with them, and then I'd come home and write. I always had a notebook by my bed, and if I came up with something, I'd just jot it down. And I wanted to come up with at least seven different things that we did. I mean, we did a lot more than seven things, but I did it each day of the week. And so, you know, on Monday we did something, and on Tuesday we did something else. And so that's just how I came up with it. And with teaching, I wanted to get in some figurative language and, you know, the similes and, you know, repetition and like a circle story. So I just worked really hard on that. So if teachers wanted to use it, you know, as a teaching lesson, it would be conducive for that as well.
Very easily done. The book is Meet Me Under the Maple Tree by Seneca Van Tassel Luto. That's C-E-N-E-C-A. Van Tassel Luto is L-U-T-O. We've got all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Just remember, the book's available at Amazon and also The Other White House, which is simple to remember. TheOtherWhiteHouse.com is Seneca's website. You can get the information there as well. You touched on this. What really one of the aspects that makes this book so distinctive from other books, similar children's books, is the style that you use. Talk about that, because this was obviously a very careful consideration on your part, how you went about telling this story.
Well, I just would remember things my grandparents would say or do, and I tried to just, you know, like Grandpa's mannerisms. Like every morning when we'd be there, we'd hear the stairs creak every morning, and we knew that he was coming up to tell us breakfast was ready, or if we hadn't already smelled it, because Grandma was a great cook. And so I just wanted to bring that to life. So there's some repetition in there, but I just tried to bring in, you know, how Grandma and Grandpa were. She was a great cook. He was, you know, a hard worker, and he was a pig farmer. And, you know, he always had us do things, and that's where I learned how to drive. I was driving a tractor at 9 years old and, you know, at the farm, and helping Grandpa get the tractor and the truck to the other farm. Because the pigs weren't raised right at the farm, because I think, you know, I put that in the book. Have you ever smelled pigs?
Yes, yes.
It was a good thing that the pigs were at a different location. But, you know, I just tried to put that in there so it would come to life. And, you know, maybe people, you know, with nostalgia in their, you know, lives with their grandparents. And so those are, I just went through and wrote so many different things and then just tried to remember, you know, everything about that scene or whatever. And that's how I came up with it. But I had a lot of pictures, and my grandparents were very near and dear to my heart. So it came very easy.
And that comes across in the book, Meet Me Under the Maple Tree. One of the joys in writing the book, I would think, is it's your story. So you share your story. You get to name characters. Talk about coming up with the different names, the characters in the book.
Okay, well, Katie Sunbeam, and that's her middle name. Katie Sunbeam, and then Kathy, and my sister's name is Kathy. But I am Katie Sunbeam in the book. My great-grandma, who was my grandma that I talk about in Meet Me Under the Maple Tree, was her mom. She also lived in that area, and she was one of seven or eight children, and the youngest one was Katie Sunbeam, and her middle name was Sunbeam. And I just had always, I'd heard stories about Katie, and when she was two or three, I can't remember, I think she was three, she, you know, back in the 1800s, you know, they didn't have the medicine like we do now, and she'd gotten sick and, you know, died as an infant, and you know, a toddler. And so I always loved that name. I just pictured a little girl, you know, bopping around with blonde hair and pigtails and freckles. And so I just thought, I'm putting Katie Sunbeam in my book. So that is how I came up with Katie Sunbeam. And then Kathy is my, you know, is my sister. And I dedicated the book to my sister, and because I couldn't have had all that fun without her there, you know, Grandma, Grandpa. But that is how I came up with Katie Sunbeam.
The book is Meet Me Under the Maple Tree. Yeah, it's so well done. And when you look at that, you've got the illustration, the words. Well, we'll talk about that during the course of the interview, but let's talk about the age group now. Who is this designed for? Who is the target audience for Meet Me Under the Maple Tree?
Well, you know, children, and I'd always tell stories. My kids loved when I got distracted from learning, because I always have a story for them. But, and then I say, oh, no, we have to get back to math or whatever.
Back to,
and like,
yes.
Really, just one more. But I would always have a farm story or something for them. But I just you know, wanted to share, you know, the different stories. And that was just how, you know, I wanted to do that, and through a book. So school children are great, and I've also had, you know, my friends, and they're like, oh, I remember this. It, you know, it brings me back to, you know, when I was with my grandparents. So I did it for my kids, but I know that adults read it and, you know, get joy out of it as well as they reminisce. you know, through their childhood. So
yeah, I think we all.
I wrote it for children, but adults are enjoying it as well.
Well, good. So if I enjoy it, it's not, I'm out of the ordinary. It's sort of designed and a fringe group for me as well. We all have a maple tree in our path. So that's always nice to go back and to bring back those memories. The book is Meet Me Under the Maple Tree. Seneca Van Tassel-Lutto is the author. Also author of the book, TheOtherWhiteHouse.com. That's her website. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on, get information on the book. Writing a book can be a very intimidating process, a very time-consuming process. Do you have any help in putting the book together, writing the stories, putting the pictures, everything together?
No, I just sat up at night, late at night, and did that after I got all my papers graded. So I just had a big mess on my desk and, you know, worked on it. And just did that and, you know, went through and got my pictures and, so I just did it on my own, but I enjoyed it. It was therapy for me because I was remembering my grandparents and, they've been gone for quite a while now. And, you know, it was just fun to reminisce about, you know, all the fun that my sister and I had at the farm.
In doing it that way, you're in control. So these are your words, your pictures, your thought, your layout. So you're really not delegating that off to anybody else. This is your conception then from beginning to end.
Right, yeah, it was all mine. And I always tell my kids, write what you know about. You know, when you know about something, that's when you'll do your best writing.
Yes.
And that was, you know, my life. And so I wrote what I knew about.
How long did it take from beginning to end? How long a process was this for you?
Well, I didn't work at it, you know, every day, but it was probably 9 months to a year.
Okay, so it wasn't overnight you did this. It took some time, to put this together.
And, you know, there were a few things, you know, because life gets in the way as well. You know,
yes.
School and, you know, all that, and then my own kids. So, you know, I didn't work on it every night, and I might not work on it for a couple of weeks, but I'd always have it in the back of my mind, and I'd play with words, and I'd say, oh, that's a cool thing, I could do that. Or so I was always thinking about it, but probably 9 months to a year from start to completion.
One of the reviews says the story is filled with lots of wonderful words. The illustration is so colorful and cheerful. Let's talk about the words, and you just talked about that briefly, the importance of that. Talk about finding the right word and how often maybe you went back and changed words or wording to make something maybe a little more impactful as you were working on the vocabulary.
Right. I tried to keep it, you know, not simple, but, you know, if smaller kids were reading it. But yet I wanted to add some extra words in there, you know, and words that they might have to learn or look up or wonder what they mean, you know, because they can always grow and enrich their vocabulary. But I rewrote all the time. Here's something my grandpa taught me, and this is what I always tell the kids. I do book talks for kids. And, you know, for schools, and I tell them, my grandpa that lived in the other White House told me, good, better, best, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. And I told them that is what you do with your writing. You can have good writing, you can go back and make it better, and you can go back and make it until it's your best. So I had scribbles, I don't like how that word sounds, or I don't like that phrase. I cross it off, do something over it. And I showed my kids my notebooks. I said, I even have to rewrite things. So, you know, it's not just your first time. It's revision, revision, revision. And then you come up with new words and you think of different adjectives or adverbs or those kinds of things. So I would talk about that with my kids during my writing.
A powerful message for the kids too, isn't it? Yeah, you just don't write it once and necessarily think this is as good as it gets.
I spent a lot of time on word crafting, you know, figuring out the words that fit just right or that would remind me of my grandparents.
Well,
I spent a lot of time on the words.
The other part of that, the illustration. Talk about the importance of the illustration in enhancing the story you're telling.
Right. So, you know, some little kids that can't read yet, they can kind of tell what's going on if the illustrations are good enough. And I was thrilled at the two illustrators that they paired me with through Author House, where my book was published. And it's two different ones, but they were similar. They look very similar. But I sent them all of the pictures, and because I had all of those pictures, and I wanted it in my mind to, you know, that's how I wanted it to look. You know, if you looked at it, you'd say, oh, that's cool. But for instance, I know I'm going to talk about the other book right now, but the other White House, Max, my grandparents' dog, he was not all black. And when I first got that picture back, I wrote to the illustrator and I said, Max is not all black. You've got to go back and look at the picture and put the white in where it is. And they're like, okay. So they did that and sent it back. I'm like, now that looks like Max. But to anyone else, no one would know. But to me, it had to be like that. So I spent a lot of time with the illustrators getting the picture just right with how I wanted it. And they were fabulous to work with. But I sent them all pictures of, you know, different things. And, you know, of us in the horse trough when we'd swim and sitting in the middle of the road looking for Indian beads. And so I had all those types of pictures. And so the illustrator did an amazing job. And it doesn't help enhance the writing and bring it to life.
Well, it's that attention to detail that makes this such a wonderfully written and reviewed book. I mean, it's just amazing when you're reviewing all of the five-star reviews out there. Meet Me Under the Maple Tree, Seneca Van Tassel-Luto, our guest on the program. Let's talk about once it's written and you're doing promotion, things like this and talking about the book. How's that been for you in getting out and talking about the book and proudly talking about the book?
It's been good. I've had, you know, help from other publishing companies, you know, to get me out there and, like, to get on your show. And I've also done a lot of book talks with schools. And, you know, we have assemblies, and I talk about the writing process and then how I did it. And then I also have some artifacts from the farmhouse and when I talk about the other White House and, you know, like the staircase. I knew that after my grandma went to heaven, I knew that the house was going to get torn down. And so I went in and got the spindles and the stairs and took them to my uncle in Des Moines, Iowa. And he made little benches for all the grandkids and great-grandkids
from the old staircase. Yes.
And so I bring that and I show the kids after we talk about it. And so it's just, I just keep reiterating, write about what you know about, you know, and so that helps. So I've done a lot with that. And, you know, but anytime people want me to come talk, I love to come talk and, you know, share that.
Yes.
And, you know, share the writing with the kids, the writing process.
What are you working on now? Do you have another book you're working on?
I do not. Not right now.
Well, you need to, and then let us know so we can talk about it. It's a very time-consuming the way you do it because you do it the proper way, but I hope you have another book in mind and we have a chance to talk about it on the program. The two books that are out there written by Seneca, the Other White House, and that's the name of her website, theotherwhitehouse.com. The book we're talking about today, Meet Me Under the Maple Tree, that's available at Amazon. Of course, you can get information by going to theotherwhitehouse.com. The book's available in other outlets as well. I mentioned Amazon because that's easy to remember, and you can go there and get all the information. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to theotherwhitehouse.com and get information there as well. And if you're Googling Seneca, that's Seneca Van Tassel, Luto, L-U-T-O, and again, all this is on our website. Seneca, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Nice job with both books, the one in particular today, Meet Me Under the Maple Tree. Thank you for being with us on the program. If you do book number three, let us know. Love to have you back on the program.
Thank you so much. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's been our pleasure. Meet Me Under the Maple Tree, Seneca Van Tassel-Luto, the author and our guest. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.